Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio. I'm Brian McCallum. This show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Now on for the show. Evan Bernard has just recently won two awards for some very special volunteer activities. He restored and built two Braille nature trails. Evan joins us to talk about his accomplishments and how the blind can enjoy the great outdoors. Hi, Evan.
Hello.
Tell us about your efforts to restore these trails. But actually, first I should ask you, what are Braille nature trails?
Braille nature trails, or also called Braille trails, are nature paths that are equipped with guide ropes and usually Braille signage, which enable the visually impaired to enjoy the trail.
How'd you decide to do this project? I heard that Johns Creek Patch said you took on a very special opportunity.
Yes. Really, it started when I was still beginning. I was still in middle school. I was on a ferry ride back from Sapelo Island, which is along the Georgia coast. And I met a man from the Nature Conservancy. So I'm really interested in ecology and conservation. I asked him how I could get involved with the Nature Conservancy, and he suggested that I go with him to Rome, Georgia, and help with some trail work on a Braille nature trail located in the Marshall Forest, one of the Nature Conservancy's few nature preserves open to the public.
You worked on that Marshall Forest Braille Nature Trail with the Nature Conservancy. How do you describe this trail to our listeners?
On the trail, you walk along a guide rope, and there are signs in Braille and print telling the history and also information about the trail and preserve. At the beginning of the trail, there is the first sign explaining the signs, guide rope, markers, and trail features. As you go along, there are markers on the guide rope for tree roots, the other 14 sign stations, features that the signs describe, and a small bridge that you cross. Some stations encourage sensory experiences. For example, you get a feel of the soft or hard, crispy tree bark, sometimes very smooth and sometimes with deep ridges. At one place on the trail, there is a bench for a chance to relax and enjoy an important part of the outdoor experience, which is hearing nature, like listening to the rustling trees, a chorus of buzzing insects, and the melodic calls of many species of birds. There's also a stream bed later on, and when it's dry, you can even go down using a short rope and carefully walk down into the crunchy leaves. It's a great place to visit, and each season offers a different experience.
We're going to have to go check out these Braille trails sometime, but we'll talk more about how to get to those in just a second. But I heard that the Big Pine, the original signs for the Big Pine Trail, they were stolen. How did you take on the intense task to repair these in 2010?
Well, the trail really needed a lot of work. As you said, all of the 15 Braille signs, which were made of aluminum, had been stolen. And I was wondering who would vandalize a Braille trail. I was really determined to make the trail usable again, and the Rome Garden Club purchased new plastic Braille signs, which I then installed, and I cleaned up the trail. Unfortunately, the trail was vandalized a second time, and the guide ropes were stolen. I then replaced the rope and cleaned up the trail again.
You worked with the Georgia Council of the Blind to get more people to come out and use the trail. How did you work with the council to do that?
About a year after I started on the trail, about the time that the guide rope was also stolen, I started going to the Georgia Council of the Blind meetings in the Rome chapter, and I found some really fantastic people to work with. I encouraged them to come out to the trail and experience nature. And later on, I also led a trail hike there for about 25 of the visually impaired. And I had the chance to speak on the Georgia Radio Reading Service's Eye on Blindness radio show about the trail and really get people out on the trail. And I think it's really important that I've always felt really passionate about nature, and I would love for people to experience it.
Johns Creek Batch says then you went to work on the Whispering Woods Braille Trail at the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center in Beaufort. You worked on the design for this trail during Global Youth Service Day last April 27th. What is Global Youth Service Day exactly?
Global Youth Service Day is an annual global event during which young people from many countries work to make a positive impact on a local or global level or somewhere in between. And Global Youth Service Day is actually the largest annual service event in the world.
How did you design the trail that day?
I got together some of the other high schoolers in my school, and I led a work day. It was actually pretty fun because we were leading each other along the trail, at stopping at certain places I had found where it would be possible that we could have a sign station there. And some of the students wore blindfolds, so they would only be able to describe the experience at those sign stations without using their vision. So it was a very successful day, and we were able to narrow it down to just a few locations, many of which are along the trail today.
Interesting. Before you did any design work, though, you got this special $1,000 grant. It was the Disney Friends for Change grant. Youth Service America offers this to young people who want to give back to their communities. Tell us more about the grant.
So I was, after working on the Marshall Forest Trail for a number of years, I decided that I wanted to make an even bigger difference, and I wanted to build another Braille Trail. So I realized that for all the signposts and the guide rope and the signs and everything else, I would need a grant to help me get started. So I applied for grants, and I received the Disney Friends for Change grant from Youth Service America, which has been a great partner all along the journey to the completion of the trail. And that's how I received the grant.
So tell us a little bit more about the building process behind the trail. How did you build the trail after the design? Goes through just a little more in the step by steps.
Okay. So with the help of many volunteers, some of them are from my school, others from the local Beaufort Home Depot, which has been a fantastic partner. They help to contribute many of the materials, and also a number of the employees came out to the trail multiple times to help install the guide rope posts, the signposts, and also to help install the signs, and also numerous other volunteers as well. And I led multiple work days, including a second Global Youth Service Day project, but most of the work days were to install the posts. I also led work days to clear a new part of the trail to make it actually a loop, and to install the guide rope. And it was especially helpful on the second Global Youth Service Day project when more volunteers from my school came out. And we actually used zip ties, which worked very well for the markers along the guide rope. So we installed all of those.
You know, you mentioned guide ropes. I remember at one place I went to a long time ago, Enchanted Hills Camp in Napa, they had these same sort of guide ropes at this one hill called Cardiac Hill, which was the hill that you had to climb up to actually get to the top to the dining hall. It's a blind camp for Napa. You finally finished getting the Whispering Woods Braille Trail built, and just in March 2015 was the trail's grand opening. Tell us more about how that grand opening went and just what was going through your mind when that grand opening was taking place.
Well, I guess I'll start saying finally it was the big day, of course. But I, more than just a dedication, I wanted to make sure it was an event in which I could thank all of my volunteers, all of the donors for the materials I used to build the trail, and especially the Georgia Council of the Blind. Now, the Georgia Council of the Blind actually came out to the trail on two different days, with some volunteers, we led them along the trail to the different stations, and they had the opportunity to experience the different features that we had highlighted and give us input on what we could do to make the signs better, on what we could do to make the trail better. And their input was invaluable. So that was very helpful. But I mean, I've been working with them for years and years, and they have been so wonderful for me. So the trail was not only built for them, it was built by them. And therefore, the trail was dedicated to them. So it was a very important experience for me, very meaningful. And it was also very meaningful for them. And I'm glad I could really share that experience with them.
You got the Prudential Spirit of Community Award, and you also got the Volunteer Gold Service Award. That Volunteer Gold Service Award came from President Obama. And you also won a couple of other awards along the way, too. How'd you win all of these special honors?
Well, I'm going to share one special secret. If you apply, you might have the opportunity to get it. The award. So, some of them I was also nominated. For example, the 20 under 20 for Georgia award. It's 20 young achievers in Georgia who have made a big difference. Also, I got a Arbor Day Education Innovation Award. And that was also through a nomination. But I would say to other, if there's anyone here who's young, listening, go out if you have the opportunity to volunteer, go volunteer. And if you have the opportunity and you're really passionate about something, take advantage of that passion. Go volunteer and make a difference. And using that, you will find that honors will find your way to you because people notice. And it's also very important, do it because you have a passion for it. And if you do that, it'll go a long way.
Absolutely, I agree. If you can just volunteer, you're really going to give back to your community. How do our listeners get to access these special Braille trails?
So the trail that is up in Rome Georgia, is it's open, like both of these trails are open to the public. It is on Horse Lake Creek Road, and it is, they're not necessarily going to be what you find on, like you can just go to anyone in the town and ask, where is the trail? Because they are, not everyone really knows about them. And I've really tried to go and raise awareness. Before my efforts and message have been put on the International Braille blog, and will be once again. So I've really been trying to bring about awareness to this, and also it is possible to Google and find these trails. So at the Gwinnett Environmental and Heritage Center, that trail, the Whispering Woods Trail, is also, you can Google and find it. And the one at Marshall Forest, you can Google and find it. And I would really love to have more people go out and experience these trails. So all you have to do is just a little research, and they are findable.
People may be able to find the information about the trails on Google, but just out of curiosity, because I understand a lot of the ACB members are curious to know about the cost. Do you know the cost to actually get into these trails?
There is no cost.
No cost.
You can just go in.
Awesome. Free. That's good. Do you plan to build any future Braille trails in the future, not only in Georgia, but maybe perhaps around the country?
I do. Although I might not be the absolute one who's going to be there. I plan to put together a budget and a plan that other people can use. So there will be, hope there should be a guide that others can use, and using the prototypes that I have made, they should be able to go out, get the materials, grants possibly, and go and actually build a Braille trail. And it's possible also, like in the Atlanta area, kind of where I am, but also it is possible that we could even have one in every single state. And if we have one in every single state, just it's almost hard to even imagine how much access to nature that the visually impaired across America could have. And once you're on the trail, you realize how special the experience is. And I really, it'd be fantastic if everyone had that opportunity, regardless of any disability or anything, that anyone could have the opportunity to go out and experience nature. And that's really what I'm going for. That's what I've been working on. That's what I've been promoting for the past 5 or so years that I've been working. That's really what I believe in.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Evan?
Well, my next step for the next step that, that I'll be taking is the Global Youth Service Day this year, which is Saturday, April 18th. And I have a new organization that I've made. It's called Nature for All. And I will be having volunteers who are also youth. So it'll be youth leading other youth who are visually impaired or otherwise physically impaired. The Georgia Council of Blind has been my supporters, educators, and my friends. They show me how little things can make a big difference in other people's lives, and how important it is to speak up and for what you believe in and for others. And by bringing about this change in the young visually impaired, they can also experience what it is like to be outdoors, to maybe feel the bark on a tree, to actually hug a tree, and what it means to be outdoors. And the outdoors has such an educational value, and when the visually impaired often miss this opportunity when they are young, by going outdoors, the door opens up, and there are so many educational, sensory experiences, everything that they can go out and have access to. And by building Braille trails, we can make that more possible for them. And by making widespread Braille trail, like a movement for that, that'd be fantastic, because not only they can experience it, everyone can experience it. These trails are accessible to more than just the visually impaired, even. But visually impaired can go out really unassisted on these trails and have the chance to access the trail and access nature. So the youth who will be coming to this trail on April 18th will also have this valuable opportunity, and I think that'll really bring so much into their lives.
And I gotta give you a big congratulations, Evan. You're an inspiration to us all, and definitely congratulations on those award wins and the Braille Trail openings. These are going to help the blind enjoy the great outdoors. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And I also want to thank GCB, Georgia Council of the Blind Treasurer, Marsha Farrow, for providing me with today's show topic. I always welcome comments and suggestions on this show. You can like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening. And remember to speak out. Join me, Brian McKellen, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview famous and inspirational blind individuals and other specialists about a wide variety of topics, providing you with the steps to achieve your dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and repeats every 2 hours overnight and throughout the next day, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream.